Okay, it's time for the quiz tonight on Triple J, and we've got Renee in Ballarat. Renee, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you? It's Richard here. This is the quiz on a Sunday night. Every month we do a bit of a wrap-up of new music trivia, and we see how much of the last month's worth of music news you've retained. So we're going to keep our fingers crossed. I've got five questions for you. You're lucky. You've got the box seat. You're the first one through, but you've also got five questions ahead of you, and you've got to get every one of those right, okay?
All right.
Because basically question five is the key one to get right. If you get that one right, then you've taken out the quiz this week and you've won the 2011 prize pack, which includes a whole bunch of goodies, including the brand new Triple J magazine with the Jezebels on the front cover. If you want to take part in the quiz too at any point, 1-300-055-36 is the number to call, 1-300-055-36. Okay, Renee, let's get into it. Question one for you. This Wednesday, Triple J Unearthed launches on digital radio. Now, Unearthed started for us back in 1995. Who has been the biggest selling act that we've unearthed? And when I say big, I mean big.
I've got two. Is it Killing Heidi or Greenspoon?
Killing Heidi or Greenspoon? Out of those two, we'll pick one.
Greenspoon.
Renee, short and sweet. Anyway, keep listening. Maybe not. I just needed you to give me one answer. We'll find out in just a moment when we speak to Kaz in Perth. Hey, Kaz, how are you?
Hey, how are you going?
Not too bad. Did you hear the question?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, now don't necessarily go by what Renee just said, okay, as well.
Is it Silverchair?
No, see, this is a common misconception. We didn't actually technically unearth Silverchair. Silverchair was kind of like a joint project which happened before Unearth, and it was between an SBS TV program called Nomad at the time, and the prize was for the winning band, to come into the Triple J studios and record the winning song. So Silverchair came in and recorded Tomorrow with the Triple J live music team in our studios.
That was huge, of course, and
had Silverchair been unearthed by Triple J, I think you would have got the money. I think you would have got that one right. But Kaz, not to be, but thanks for the call.
All right, thank you.
Cameron, how are you?
Good, thanks, yourself.
Not too bad. We're going through callers quick already on question number one.
I'm Tame Impala because they're pretty big at the moment.
Tame Impala, see, no. Tame Impala were definitely not unearthed by Triple J. All good bands, but you guys are kind of forgetting one very important artist that we've unearthed absolutely huge. Well, there's a few callers behind. I don't want to give you too many clues at this point because I think someone should know this one. And we'll go to Kate in Sydney, who hopefully will. Kate?
Hello.
It's Richard here. Help us out. Do you want to hear the question again?
No, it's okay. I don't know, but I take a stab at Powderfinger.
We didn't unearth Powderfinger. I wish we had unearthed all these bands. Silverchair, Tame Impala, Powderfinger. What a huge resource that would be. But unfortunately, Kate, it's not Powderfinger. We've got Richard in Adelaide. Hello, Richard.
Hi, Richard.
Now, that phone line is really interesting. Are you working tonight?
I know.
Okay, there we go. It's getting a little bit better now. You just sounded like you were working in a factory. But anyway, hopefully you know the answer to the question. The biggest selling act that we've unearthed is who?
I think it's Missy Higgins.
Of course it's Missy Higgins. And she's also the biggest selling Australian act of the last 10 years. So absolutely huge for both us and for her. The first track that we actually unearthed by her was All For Believing. We've actually dug up the original version, which we did in our studios, which dates back 10 years now. I'm all for believing if you can reveal, but your colors within, I see you will be there for me to hold when the faith grows old and life turns cold. I'm on for believing. So there you go, back when she was just 15 years of age. Richard, that's the original version, the one done in our studios, of All For Believing. And that's pretty much where it all started for Missy Higgins. Okay, question two for you, Richard, goes like this. The lineup for the Big Day Out was announced across Triple J on Thursday night and also Friday morning. This is going to be the 20th anniversary of the Big Day Out. Headliners, The headliners have included, so far in the announcement, Kanye West, Kasabian, The Living End, My Chemical Romance and Soundgarden. Now, when was the last time Soundgarden played the Big Day Out?
I know they played in 94. I think they played again after that. I have to say 2001. I don't know.
You are right. I really wanted to give it to you. Yes, they did. The first appearance was 1994, but they did play after that, and it wasn't 2001. They had split up by then, so they weren't around anymore. But, Richard, you got the big one, right? You got us off the mark anyway with Missy Higgins. Thanks for taking part in the quiz.
Okay, thanks.
We've got Zach, who's also in Adelaide. 1300 055 36 if you want to try to get through. G'day, Zach.
How you doing?
Not too bad. Did you hear the question about the Big Day Out lineup?
Yep, and I should know it because I love Soundgarden, but I have no idea when the last time they played.
Well, you can take a guess. So 94 was the first time they played. They did do another Big Day Out after that, but it's not 2001, as Richard said. They had split. They had split up by then, so it's somewhere between 94 and 2001. Take a guess.
Well, I'll go 97.
I like your style, Zach.
Hey!
There you go, 1997, which is actually the year that they split as well. Also on the lineup for the Big Day Out in 97 were The Offspring, Prodigy and Sepultura. Okay, Zach, question three for you. In the last month, who told Kings of Leon to split up and stop making music?
No idea.
We reported this during the month on the music news page and also on air as well.
I don't know who would have said that because their latest album was all right.
Better than the last one.
Sure was. I'm going to go with Radio Dix and say Kyle Sandiland.
It wasn't Kyle. No. He has no opinions about music as far as I can tell. None worth listening to anyway. Okay, listen, Zach, thanks for getting us off the mark with Soundgarden, but unfortunately you didn't get that one right. We'll press on. We've got Chris, who's three in a row for South Australia. G'day, Chris.
How you doing?
Who told Kings of Leon to split up and stop making music this month? I'll give you a clue. American band also has just released a new album. If that helps.
I've got no idea.
Okay. Do you want to take a guess or is basically that absolutely no chance whatsoever of anything coming to your mind?
Nothing at all.
All right. Anyway, listen, Chris, thanks for taking part in the quiz. See you. Bye-bye. Got John online. Hello, John.
Hey, Richard. How you going?
Not too bad. Who told Kings of Leon to split up and stop making music this month?
The lead singer of the drums.
Lead singer of the drums, that'll do me. Jonathan Pierce is his name. He actually toured with Kings of Leon. This is how he pays them back. I do have to say that Jared was a very kind man and he's smarter than he's letting on. I don't think he really enjoys the music the Kings of Leon are putting out. I've had long conversations with him and he's very open to me. You know what, Jonathan? I don't think he's going to be very open to you next time he sees you. Okay, John, we're off and sailing once again. You got question three right. You just need to get the next two right to get the quiz tonight, okay?
Okay.
Question four for you. Whose second album is going to be released later this month and it's called Ceremonials?
Ceremonials.
Do you want some of the song titles? Do you think that might help you?
Yeah, I reckon.
Okay. Might. Only If for the Night. Only If for the Night is one song title from it. Never Let Me Go. Breaking Down. Shake It Out.
This is an Australian band?
No. That's the only clue you're getting. I've given you a big one in there. Ceremonials is the name of the album. John?
I'm sorry, Richard, I can't get it.
No guess? No guess coming?
Second album, Ceremonials.
Not going to happen. Okay, thanks anyway for the call, John. Okay, yeah, we're at the final stages, but 1-300-055-536. Billy on the Central Coast, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
You thought we're not going to get to you. That's what
I
you
didn't think I would ever get my turn.
You were thinking, I know all these answers, and he's just not picking the phone up.
Yeah, come on.
Come on, question four for you, Billy. Show us your style.
I'm going to say that it's Florence and the Machine.
It is. Shake It Out was the big clue because that's the latest single.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's out at the very end of this month. Okay. The new album from Florence and the Machine will be Ceremonials. Hey, Billy, this could be your night, okay? All you have to do is get the next one right, and you've got the quiz tonight. You got it in the bag.
Excellent.
Let me just check I've got everything in place. Yes, I do. Question five for you. PJ Harvey won the Mercury Music Prize, the UK Album of the Year. She took away, I think, £20,000 for that.
Wow.
Anyway, that was announced in the last month. Also announced in the last month, who won the Canadian equivalent, which is the Polaris, which is actually $30,000 in prize money?
Yeah, I believe Arcade Fire won the Polaris.
Arcade Fire is correct.
Hooray.
Yes.
I can't believe it, Richard.
You went from hating me to loving me, didn't you, Billy?
Yeah.
You were just there going, pick up the phone, Kingsmill. Yeah. I'm here. I know the answers.
Do what's good for you, mate.
Billy, well done. You won the quiz this month.
Thank you. I'd like to thank all the other contestants for helping me along the way.
Of course. They were useless, weren't they?
Yeah.
They basically opened the door for you by just not knowing their shit. Now, listen, Billy, you're on the Central Coast. Wednesday night, you busy? Got any plans?
This Wednesday night, I'll potentially be going to the Metro Theatre.
Have you already won a VIP pass from us?
I haven't won a VIP pass.
Do you want one? Because if you're travelling to it, you don't want to be left outside in the cold if it gets to be a full house, do you?
I would absolutely love a VIP pass.
You've got a VIP pass.
Brilliant.
That is part of the prize pact for 2011 for the King's Quiz this month. You've got that and a whole bunch of other goodies, including the latest Triple J magazine with the Jezebels on the front cover. So, good one. Billy, you hang on there. We'll get your full details, and you're going to be coming to the Metro in Sydney as part of one of our Unearthed launch parties
for
this Wednesday night.
Thank you so much.
See ya.
See ya.